Hi guys, welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of
Ew Scary. Okay. You're so cute. Like, no, actually introduce yourself. Actually, yeah, introduce to our audience.
Oh yeah, so hello guys. This is we're having a guest on today's episode and his name is
Ife Shomuyo. Woo! Great, okay, so I'm 22. Final year economics, but by the time you hear this, possibly depending, yeah, I'll be a graduate. So we will be graduates. As I was telling these two lovely hosts earlier, I have a weakness. This is a private thing about me now, but I really like chocolate, and I love women, of course. I actually have a major weakness, which is combining both of them, which is a chocolate covered woman.
Oh, and, wow.
Very interesting.
Yes. Just need to stay away from those for a while.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So for today's episode, so today we're talking about toxic people. It's very off-brand that we haven't done an episode on this.
Yeah, very, very off-brand. We're saying this yesterday. We've talked about plenty of things, even up to saving money, but we haven't talked about toxic people.
Because there are plenty, and there are plenty types of toxic people. And yeah, so we're here to just discuss on the types and like try and like inform you guys. And if you get triggered by this, I'm so sorry.
Then you're guilty, maybe.
If the possibly shoe fits, yes, wear it. That's all I can say. So yeah, that's what we're doing today. And we're going to have Ife here because we know him and he has a good head on his shoulders, so he can also
appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem, darling. All right, so
Ife, would you say you've had like encounters with toxic people?
Yes, myself.
Like yourself, like
I've
toxic to yourself.
I've been toxic to other people.
Tell us about that.
Is it something you're proud of? Is it something that you feel like you should change?
I've started to change it.
Okay, so what are those have you been toxic to them?
I like
the separate. Yeah.
I have been toxic to people. And the funny thing is, I didn't really notice it at first until I was having a conversation. This was also during the lockdown period.
Oh, okay.
I was having a conversation with a friend, and I don't remember why, but she wasn't feeling so well. She wasn't, like, in the best of head spaces at the time. So, we started talking, and then I forgot what I said, but I said something about me wanting to talk with her more. And knowing me, I sometimes forget to do that when we're in school. Yeah, so we were having a conversation, and long story short, I realized I don't always keep my word. And I was also trying to work on that during the lockdown period, because it's something I realized. But this person made me realize it even more, that if I don't really have my word, I don't really have anything, and I didn't want to be someone that just wastes words, because I kind of hate the fact that words are just words these days. They're not anything more, and I don't want to be known as that person, or to be, to just, I want to be someone that you can rely on just because I said something, right? So, I was toxic in that way, because sometimes I'd want to hang out with this person, but I wouldn't be able to every single time. And it was just, she got really upset when I brought, when eventually the conversation came up, and I'm like, oh wow, I didn't even know it was this bad. So yeah, I was a toxic person in that way, because I didn't always stick to my word. I tried, but then sometimes, you know, I just wouldn't take myself too seriously. So yeah, toxic in that way.
Way, but at least you're like making an effort.
Yeah, like at least you know. At least you know, like it's you've made aware that okay, you're toxic and you want to change from that. But some people just, they don't even realize that they're toxic. Do you get?
Yeah, they don't.
But do you, Atinuke, do you think you're toxic?
I mean, Chika has called me toxic plenty times.
No, Atinuke said something yesterday to me.
No,
and I was just like, oh wow.
No, oh my god, Chika, I'm not toxic.
No, I said I'll let you. Fine, I said okay.
But then Chika thinks I am.
No, okay. So what she said was a bit toxic.
I think, no, it wasn't.
To me, okay. I think it was. Do you want to share it? And
I don't want to share it because I feel like I get to probably say that I'm toxic.
But I just want someone else's point of view.
Okay, so I feel like I'm definitely not like a toxic person. But I probably do things that
are toxic.
not a lot of the time. Maybe just that one time.
Okay,
but
fair
generally
enough.
Speaking, I don't think. I mean, no one has ever approached me to tell me that there's this thing that you do and it's very bad and I don't like it. I don't know. Maybe I just feel like you haven't come up to me to tell me the toxic things that I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know. Maybe I'm just not a toxic person.
I mean, if people generally don't talk to you about, like, oh, because I feel like as a friend, mm-hmm. if you're doing something,
you would tell.
I would say, but like, you've never done anything to offend me.
Yeah, and no one ever says that I've done anything to offend them. So I'm not a toxic.
You're
person.
Not a toxic person.
But the one thing that Chika said that I did toxic yesterday was that it wasn't even like it was toxic. It was more like a joke.
But joke.
It was a when I asked this person to do this thing, right?
Uh-huh.
It was in a joking way because I had things to do. Right? I'm not going to say what it was because first put this.
Okay.
It was a joke, and I didn't mean it like I was going to use that thing against the person.
Yeah, I know you're not going to use it against
him.
Okay, I'm not going to because we've had this conversation,
yeah,
but it's fine.
Yeah.
What I took from it was like it was just kind of like,
sorry if you guys don't have context, but I took I am not going to talk about
trying
it.
To Sherlock Holmes this
don't
whole
worry. Thing. After when we're off the record.
Actually, if we're actually off the record, she'll tell you and then you let me know if that's toxic or not. Because I think it was toxic, but it's fine.
Okay, Chika, do you think you're toxic?
I think so, to a degree. I think I'm toxic. Well, I'm not toxic, but I have... So, I won't say I'm toxic. I just display some toxic behavior sometimes, but I'm working on them.
Yeah.
But I can also be toxic to myself.
Okay, yeah.
I think that's also another important one.
Yeah.
Being toxic to yourself. Can. Like, for instance, I know, like, with me, I'm the kind of person, if I need to do work, I need to do work. Like, I don't give myself a break till that work is done. Like, yesterday, I said I wanted to make food, but then I didn't make food till, like, I didn't make breakfast till, like, 4 p.m. because I was working on something. Because I said that, okay, but then I constantly do that thing.
Mm.
Or, like, yes, when I'm extremely busy, like, that's very toxic behavior to yourself because when you're supposed to be eating,
you're not eating.
So that's toxic behavior. Like, being toxic to yourself is also something that, like, you should also put attention on, and people don't put attention to it sometimes. All right,
but yeah, so what are like the toxic behaviors that other people display that you really like despise?
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I'm not really sure. I think
I think
it has to do with, because they're not too many, very few things would I say rile me up or make all my attention, because normally I let people be themselves.
Yes.
I just watch and listen.
Yes.
Because I don't know them, so I'm not going to assume things. So there is one thing though that is annoying. However, people's what I say scale on this are different.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that thing is not really listening when I'm having a conversation with you.
Mm.
And it's not a light conversation. Let's say you had a bit of an issue with someone else or maybe with me. And we're trying to have a conversation about this so like I can really understand what's going on. And I'm also trying to understand what you're going through.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to probably prefer a solution to that thing.
Yeah.
Although, yes, you can't necessarily reason with an emotional person, sometimes it's very frustrating when they're not even trying to
listen.
What you're saying.
Yeah, I think I can understand that. Like, when you're trying to talk to them about something serious, but they don't even want to, like, listen to your point of view. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, because it's just annoying. I mean, why are we here talking about this if you're not going to possibly try and listen?
No, it's crazy. That's no, that one just gets me riled up. What about you, Atinike? Any behavior? Or do you have any more of it?
I can't really think of any more, but I know she's got a lot. So.
I have a lot too.
Okay,
so there's this one thing that people do. When you're a nice person, people tend to take you for granted and they do it backhandedly. Mm. So, like, let's say they want to ask you for something. But they don't just come to you correct. They act like they can manipulate their ways into getting this thing, like take you for an idiot. And it's like, okay, I know that if you ask me correctly, I would do it or I would give you, or I might even just say no. But you will now use like another route, like, okay, let me give you an example. Let's say I have a cup of water and you're thirsty and you need a cup of water. And you just walk in and be like, God, I'm so thirsty. Maybe I should go and buy a bottle of water. And you keep talking about for like 5-10 minutes. You see me with a bottle of water right there. You can ask me about it. But it's like you're trying to... This is just a very simple example. Yeah, I'm not trying to use something very broad. Yeah. But that thing is very somehow... Because like, what do you actually take me for? And I get, oh, so people are shy or something. But I just feel like it's a very bad way to ask for something.
Yeah.
And also people are trying to... Yeah, and just...
It's like you're trying to maneuver
your way. Yeah, you feel situation. Like you can make someone like your puppet. It's very... Yeah. It's like a power play thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain, but it's very disgusting.
Except if it's for
very,
jokes,
very, very disgusting. Okay. And it happens with, like... when people are talking and, like, they're trying to get, like, an answer out of you or something, they'll just use another route. Ask me correctly. Like,
come to me correct.
Yeah. It's very weird and manipulative. Yeah, it's very, very weird.
I normally stop them myself and just say, let's skip the formalities and all the rubbish you want to do. What do you want?
What do you actually want?
Even when you're texting. And then some people find that a bit too direct, but I don't really care.
Yeah, just be direct.
I like when people are direct.
Like, I don't
and like... I feel like when you're... It's like you don't trust me. If you're going... Like me, when I have, like, relationships with people, like, the way we're all friends now, I like when we're just upfront with each other. I know there are ways to say things, but I appreciate when people are
direct.
Yes,
straight to the point.
Yeah,
no sugarcoating, no added pepper, nothing. Just
and the way they do it is in a way where you can't even have like the opportunity to say no, you don't want to give them something, or no, you don't want to answer their question. It's just, it's very somehow, and even, I really dislike it.
Even those people that like still do that manipulation because they know you say no, like it's ridiculous, because why do you feel like you have to manipulate me to give you what you want? It's crazy. Now okay oh, any more?
No, any type of behavior? You haven't said one that around
toxic people. Well, I just feel like people that always like have something negative to say about every single situation, like on people generally.
Pessimist.
They just not pessimist, like they just complain about like every single thing and every single person. Or like for instance, they'll see a girl, they'll see her look up up to down, they'll complain about
her shoes
aren't nice, or this is this, or why is your head so big, or why your edge is not done. Just something they always pick out every single negative thing about a person and about situations. I mean, for instance, let's say like somewhere is dirty, like oh there's like littering everywhere, they'll complain, oh this place is so dirty, but then that same person is probably the person that littered as well. Like you're complaining that that place is dirty, but you can't do the work and actually go and clean the place.
I would say the closest thing to that when you first brought it up was during the the Tollgate massacre thing, right? After that happened, of course, Twitter was blowing up. Unfortunately, now we don't have that anymore, but there's always VPN, guys. So it was blowing up, pretty much. And it got me really pissed off, because a lot of people that were talking... I wasn't tweeting anything about anything, because I just didn't see the point.
Yeah.
Although, of course, like, still use your platforms to talk and stuff, but... I thought it was just rubbish, because people would just talk, and then when it comes to
actually
doing the right thing, because for example, when they were saying that they want a different government, right, or a better one, you can't really expect that if right now, in this current situation of things, you can't conduct your business ethically, or you can't have an ethical relationship with someone, but you're not exploiting them
or doing anything.
I mean, yeah, sure. Word. Of course, there are other people out there. Now, I'm not going to say it's easy. I'm not even going to sit here and tell you it's easy. It's very hard, because everyone else out there is just mad. Everyone.
That's
crazy.
A very good point.
Like, that's true.
The officials are going to come to your business and going to try and take money from you illegally. You just have to try and fight, man. It's not going to be easy. It's possible that you might even go flipping bankrupt because of it. But then again, I'm trying to say you can still make smart choices and be a bit wise about how you conduct your business. But then if you're still going to do things that are not ethical, I don't see the point in you complaining that we need a better government, because if we put you there, you might just do the same
thing, right? Exactly. Word. That's just one thing that irritates me. At least us, we shout here on our podcast for you people to hear and have sense. Anyways, that's ridiculous. So there are actually types of toxic people. I didn't know that till this day.
Yeah, there's seven types. Oh, there's this one, and I think I'm this one. And not really this one, because I just... the conversational narcissist.
That's number one.
That's the first type.
Wow.
What he says here is that they mostly talk about themselves.
Oh.
I don't really talk about myself that much. So, nope. I'm not a conversational narcissist.
I think I used to do that.
Oh. Oh.
I mean, that was only because sometimes the conversation would be dragging and I'm like... okay, let's talk about myself.
I mean, if the person hasn't talked about themselves since, and then, I mean, I feel like you should be able, because I don't think people understand that conversations are like, you know, back and forth. People just talk. And when you say something, it's like, and they go back to talking about themselves. Like, it's not, there's no back and forth.
I wasn't like that, but like, I hate that, really.
Like, they don't care about what you have to say. It's just about them.
Yeah, and you know so much about them, and they know literally nothing about you.
It shows that you don't care about me, and you don't care about what I have to say. Yeah, that's nasty. So if you're one of those people, please hear it now. The thing is that there's one thing to have to show toxic behavior, and there's another thing to be toxic. If it's something to be toxic means to something you constantly do always. Show toxic behavior, okay, you do it like once or twice. That's okay, but you can stop. Being toxic, you do it like consistently. So if it's something you constantly do, maybe you should, you know.
And you have like more than one of the traits. It's possible that you're a toxic person.
Yeah, very possible. Ooh. What's the second one?
Being a straight jacket.
Okay, what does that mean?
Someone that wants to control everything and everyone.
Jesus is Lord.
Well, it wasn't that bad back then.
Why are you laughing like that?
It depends. Okay.
Guys, a straight jacket.
No, in the sense that, not that I want to control everyone, but like, say group projects now.
Okay, no, but that being a leader and being a straight jacket are two different things.
Okay,
I feel like the straight jacket is just more like that whole manipulative thing. Like, trying to make people do what you want,
basically
them
making
to
them
do.
Your puppets in every single situation.
Yeah.
Oh wow,
that
is and toxic.
Yeah.
Like basically they're stealing your freedom. So they're only using you when for their benefits, only when they need you
they just feel like they need to power play, like they just want to be in control of everything and everyone, basically.
So they strive for that.
Yeah,
that's actually like that's even scary almost, because the things people do for that power play.
Yeah, like imagine my people want to go into politics. Why was so fantastic? Just anyway, ooh, I like this one. The emotional moocher.
What's the emotional moocher?
Someone that is a spiritual vampire.
That's such an African thing.
Yeah, so they suck your positivity out of you, and then they bleed you emotionally.
That's dramatic, first of all, but...
They always have something sad, negative, and pessimistic to say.
Oh!
Yeah, they cannot see the positive in anything.
I think I've only interacted with that type of person once.
I don't have a lot of people like that.
Yeah, same.
But that's me we're talking about. That you always have something
negative to say.
I mean,
they're vampires. You don't see them all over the place. So
yeah.
Maybe they come out at night.
Yeah, but don't. It's bad.
Guy. But actually, that makes sense. Like, someone that just comes to you with just...
Most people like that don't have people around them anyway.
True. And you know, especially those kind of people that, like, let's say something good happens to you. Like, oh, like something really great.
Yeah.
And then you tell them, they're like, oh... Then they start complaining about themselves, saying that, or they start downplaying on your achievement and be like, are you actually able to do that? Or are you sure that you can go for this, blah, blah, blah? Those kind of people, is that what that is? That makes sense.
So. People that, I think it's more like people that voice it out. Now,
yeah,
I'm not going to say that I don't think like that sometimes.
Oh.
There's sometimes where I'm not in the most awesome place or haven't really achieved anything great. And there's that feeling of, it's like jealousy and envy. So that sometimes motivates me to want to say that, but then I have to catch myself. Well, I'm like, that's kind of dumb. What are you doing right
now?
Yeah,
exactly.
So don't do that. Just celebrate with them. Because it happens, I think, to a great extent, it's almost a natural inclination to want to downplay someone else's achievement if you haven't really done anything of noteworthy. Yeah. So it does happen. I think people who voice it out constantly just give into that all the time. Those are the problems.
That's what she said. Like, they're not really around them, because they know that people know that if they tell them about those situations, they just tend to downplay it and make it just so negative. Do you get? So I get that. Please, you people, we're not just talking for talking's sake. Take notes. Please, yeah. It's important.
Yeah, if the shoe fits, boo.
Because we're growing up and we don't want to, like, we want to be better versions of ourselves. Yeah. So we don't want to keep making the same mistakes we made in the past. It's okay if you made these things in the past, but, like, know now so that you can be better.
Because no one is perfect. We yeah, also exactly. have our personal toxic traits mm-hmm. and characteristics.
And that's what reflection is for. Because there's yeah. some people that might listen to this as we continue and be like, no, that's not me. At the same time, you might want to go back yeah. At night into your room. That's what I used to do. That's what I'm trying to do more regularly.
And reflect every day.
Just, okay, was this okay? What I did here, was that fine? So just look at that. As much as you might not want to admit that you probably did something wrong, it's very helpful, because then you can probably figure out what you did wrong, make amends with people, and improve yourself and know what you're not going to do in the future.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
To reflect, guys. Reflection is important.
Reflection is important.
And don't deny it. Don't be self-denial.
Yeah. That's actually very destructive, self-denial. Because you'll be thinking you're something, but really, you're not.
Yeah.
Anyways, next one, Atinex.
Okay, so the next one is a drama magnet.
Hey!
You just always want something to go wrong. And you're just a magnet for drama. And if there's no drama, you create the drama.
I like watching people that do that. It's absolutely entertaining.
No, it is. It's entertaining. I can't even lie to you.
I wish them well. But I love seeing that.
It's entertaining, but it's bad. They should stop doing that.
There are less of them in PAU now.
Yeah. Oh,
there used to be so many more before.
Really? Yeah.
Stories every night.
You must be entertained, but at the detriment of somebody else's mental health.
Exactly.
Like, it's not nice. If you get to create drama, maybe you should, you know,
if
make it lighthearted. Maybe.
First of all, get a hobby. Which one is you want to go and create drama? Like, you're so bored. You think, oh my goodness.
They thrive in crisis. They
in which case, those people God. Deserve to be on Big Brother.
Yeah.
I think it'll be more interesting to watch than just watching people wake up, eat, and sleep, family.
Fair enough. Oh my goodness. That's so scary. No, that one. These are actually so scary. Please, I beg. If this is you, I beg, get a hobby. That's my own advice.
I don't think it's a hobby. Can't they have hobbies already? They just thrive in drama and crisis.
You can animate a crisis. You can do that.
Or you can write stories.
Or you can join a drama club.
Oh, yeah.
Like an improv class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you create your own and then tell people to join.
Exactly.
They have fake arguments in there.
Ah, they would love debates. That.
Oh, debate club.
They would love that debate.
Yeah. Because I get that you also feel like excited. Like,
at the same time,
the thrill of drama, but at the same time, it shouldn't be at the detriment of somebody else's, you know, well-being.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, I beg you. Really shouldn't.
Okay, so the next one is the JJ. The jealous, judgmental person. Which kind of entered the
emotional mucha?
The emotional mucha, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Wait, explain what JJ is.
The JJ is the person that has so much self-hate. They can't be happy for anyone.
Oh.
And then out of that jealousy comes judgment, criticism.
Oh, kind of. It's actually like an emotional mucha.
Yeah, it's a bit like that. It's more, it's closer to what
always
I was
having something
to
negative to say, yeah. And that whole gossipy thing.
Yeah.
Because truly, a lot of people gossip. Sometimes the drama is where they gossip, but also because of jealousy. And let's say you've gotten...
I know a lot of people that do that about other people.
Yeah. Like I remember when I was in secondary school, when I was in year 8, I didn't have plenty female friends back then. But now I have plenty. Just say genuine friends. So my teacher called me to the side one day, and she was like, these girls are not your friends. That they gossip about you. And this was because at that time, I think I was doing really well in my class. So it was just like, okay, so, but why though? Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
So it wasn't that they were only jealous, they were also gossiping about what I don't know about right now. Like, I never got to hear it, but yeah. So I never understood that.
Smart and cute is always intimidating.
Oh, thanks. If I think so, I'm cute.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's so ridiculous. Like, the fact that you just look at a person and be like, oh, they have what I want.
Yeah, and you know there's anything wrong to them. It's like, what's the point being so nasty?
Mm-hmm.
So strive to be better.
You should channel that jealous energy into doing the things that would make you be like them. Since yeah. you want to so much be like them.
Be like those people. Like,
instead of just gossiping and critiquing and saying, she's not even that great.
Yeah.
Or he's not even that good at this. Like, challenge into doing something positive.
Use that energy yourself. Because yeah. you probably, it seems like you have a lot of energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the next one is the fibber.
The fibber.
The liar, yeah.
They lie about every single thing.
Yeah, oh, exaggerate.
Damn, I used to be such a
liar. I love exaggerators. Like, I be like, but lying, lying is a different ballgame. Yes, it makes the thing interesting. Like, you know, gives the story life.
Okay, story. It depends
like,
on the story.
Like, if someone's telling me, like, gist. And they're trying to gist and they exaggerate. I love
it. At the same time, it's a big problem.
It's a big problem, because actually.
It's like, what's the name of that game? Chinese Whispers?
Oh, yeah!
Like that. That's yeah. how it goes.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
You might hear something about someone that stole money, and the next thing is that you hear that they're a witch.
Actually, yes, that's very so true. Gosh,
there's some personal biases and prejudices and superstitions yeah. that mm-hmm. individuals harbor. So yeah. when they hear this story, if they can relate it to that thing they've experienced or they know about, they're probably going to do that. Yeah, definitely. Put yeah. a bit of spice in there.
Oh, it's like that. You know, did you see the story of the girl that burnt down Ibano?
No. Oh, wait, is it that small
girl?
The girl
that, opened, that turned on the gas.
Yes.
And there was a fire.
I have to show you. Ibano. I'll show you the video. In fact, let me play.
What?
Wait, hold on.
So this little girl went to Ibano, turned on the gas, got a lighter.
Yeah, wait, let me see if it's still on.
Put it on. So the fire...
You mean the guys with the good shawarma that I've never eaten? I've always wanted to try the shawarma. I've never really eaten
Tito's before. Is amazing.
Oh, no, the person removed it from
Tito's.
Their
Tito's. That's
Tito shawarma!
Yeah,
hey!
That's what they call them.
Please sponsor us.
Because I really want to eat their shawarma.
It's great. Because I thought shawarma I grew up was eating like it, literally. Same. Tito's. They have this popcorn as well. Oh my god, Chica, you know
I
it!
Think, I they think ha- I know ugh. Where I'm going after I
God, Tito! Tito! But it's burned down now. I don't know if it's the same
no,
one.
No, it's the same one.
So that they burnt down.
Yes, no.
You know, it got burned down in 2015.
Yes.
Yeah. So oh it got god. Burned down they again. They burned another one. So yeah, people have been calling this girl a witch.
Wait,
that they sent
her. Ebano and Lucky Phase 1. Oh,
yeah,
one?
Admiralty no. Way.
They burnt it down.
In 2015.
Wow. Oh, no, I'm talking about like recently.
I don't know which one is the one that they burned down now, oh. but it was Ebano again.
Oh, yeah, I know that they burnt it down in 2015, that it yeah. was an accident. Oh, I was so sad because my mom was supposed to buy me. My mom was supposed to buy me Tito's that day. Oh. And we wish I'd be putting it up there. Up then apparently they got burnt. I was like, how am I going to get popcorn?
Shawarma and Co. is not that bad, though.
I've actually
it's
not
amazing.
Are you serious? I love them.
Really?
They're the only people Shawarma and Co. I've really eaten.
Shawarma and Co. I've had every single Shawarma in Lagos. I've had Shawarma and Co. They put fries in their shawarma.
Anything you want.
It's nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I had it on a secondary school excursion trip. Oh, I had it again after my secondary school graduation. Like, I used to go to Shawarma and Co. 2016, 2017.
Oh, now I remember why I want to make money.
Why tea shawarma?
It's for food and for fun. That's
same.
What
money is. Same. That's what I spend all my money on. Fun, that's yeah. what I spend all my money on. Shawarma.
Even if like you really and like fries. Your work, it's still fun.
Yeah.
You know, so the money is for fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Money is all for food and for fun, people. That's fun. All it's for.
Hmm.
You want to make enough money to have fun with your friends in the future.
Yeah.
You want to
yeah.
make enough money to eat those really nice things. You
those
like.
Really. Yeah. That's actually something. That's what something I travel.
That's what money is for. Really.
I want
that's
to travel.
Enjoy myself.
Yeah. I want to travel across Africa and
it's
taste
not to
like
throw
the difference.
Faces.
No, it's not.
It's to give back and to enjoy.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Do you know we left the fever talk and we started talking about food?
Yeah, that's just how
we
much
do usually
like
do that on
food.
The Scary Podcast.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Anyway, let me just talk about the last toxic. Person, the tank, who
the tank
is always right and doesn't take anyone else's feelings or ideas into account, and constantly puts themselves first.
Oh my goodness, that is actually extremely toxic.
Did you say tank? T-A-N-K.
Yes, they call them the tank.
Like they crush.
Like they're arrogant and they see their personal opinions as facts. God, this is throwing shit at a lot of people that I know right now.
Mm-hmm. Because just,
yeah.
They always think that they are right. They always think they're correct.
Yeah.
And they won't allow
they think
you.
They're the smartest people in the room. Like, they don't give you space to, like...
There's one thing about... I feel like this is what people forget. There's a, something called confidence and there's something called arrogance. Mm. You can be confident without being arrogant. Like, and it's so ridiculous.
Which relates to the toxic trait I don't really like, which is when you're not really listening.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing constructive can come out of that. Mm-hmm. It's just annoying. Don't see the point.
Gosh, what a day.
And do you know, I have a toxic trait that I want to talk about that I do about toxic people. So when I meet toxic people, and because I'm not a very good confrontation, I'm not very confrontational, basically. Mm-hmm. I tend to just cut them off simply. Like, I won't even tell you, like, what you've done wrong. But now I've started doing it because I was just like, okay, we don't even need to talk anymore. Like, I don't need it in my life. They're just causing me stress. And I just... Mm-hmm. But it's bad because they don't... It's good to inform people, even if they're, like, so strong-headed about it. Mm-hmm. And... like, they don't want to do anything about it. But at least you've told them. Mm-hmm. And maybe in the future, maybe if other people tell them, like, okay, so this is actually a problem. But you just cut them off because they've done something wrong. I don't think it's right.
Basically, the whole concept of this episode is people have toxic traits. Mm. It's fine, but it's important that you realize what those toxic traits are so that you can work on them. Because who wants to be toxic forever? Unless you're one of those crazy people that thrive on being toxic. Mm. Please don't come my way.
Trolls,
it's true. We didn't talk about trolls, but I mean, I feel like everything here goes into being a troll.
Because how can you? No, I just want to mention, you people that come online to just insult people, does it pay your rent? Does it? Do you pay your bills?
Oh my god!
I'm so sorry because I follow Adisa Ketch, and she's so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So she came on her story and she was saying that people were telling her to bleach her skin. Like, people were actually telling her to bleach her skin, and she was just telling them that she has no. She has no reason to bleach her skin. She doesn't want to bleach her skin. She loves her skin. And, like, it just pisses me off. Like, these people are living their lives peacefully, making their money, but you're wasting your time. You really open social media and start typing. It's the typing for me. You sit down and you say, I'm going to unleash hate and havoc today. Type. Send negative comments. Type. And it's, like, so ridiculous because why? Please, I'm so sorry. That's toxic. Whether you like it or not, it's a toxic behavior and you need to stop. Well, I don't know if you stop. I pray you stop. I'm praying for you so that, you know, God touches. Because some people really need Jesus Christ. Please, I pray that you find Jesus Christ and stop your behavior.
Yeah, man, I pray for you too.
All right. And that concludes the episode.
It does. I've had so much fun talking about toxic people.
It's been an honor being here.
Thank you, Ife. Yeah,
thank you for coming on our podcast. This was so fun. I'm very happy you came here.
I'm very happy I'm here, honestly.
Yay.
Yeah.
That's so great. Thank you very much, Ife. So,
Hi, Mom. I'm
All right, so you guys, that concludes the episode. Thank you again for listening. You can always reach us on our social media handles,
on Ew Scary Podcast on Twitter and
Instagram. All right, bye for now. Bye guys.
Bye guys.